if you have a piece that is, say, 3 or 4 movements long, there's a complete break between movements. It's not like the not like the end of a phrase or something, but there's a complete stop, and there's no direct musical connection. Now, it's become the etiquette that you're not supposed to clap until you get to the end of a piece. You're not supposed to clap in between movements. I hate to say this, but that's totally different from Beethoven's time or Mozart's time or Schumann's time or anything like that. There was lots of clapping between movements back then. In fact, sometimes there would be a movement that would be played that the audience would like so much that they would not let the orchestra go on to the next movement until they had played that movement again. So it's a very different situation now. I think I've also seen situations where you have maybe a concerto or something or sonata, something very virtuosic, and where whoever is performing is just doing a spectacular job. And it's not a question of audience illiteracy, if you want to call it that, or anything else. It's just a spontaneous reaction to the superb performance. I have to admit, I feel that there's nothing wrong with that. That's my own feeling. But it has become quite common to not to clap unless you're between movements. This is really a product of the late 19th century, when there was historically what historians have sometimes referred to as the sacralization of culture. That is, it is an attempt to make high culture sacred. And there was a lot of talk about that. And in some ways, rightly so, because if you look at early 19th century and 18th century audiences, they were often anything but attentive. You know, you'd have people eating and talking and various playing cards, all kinds of things going on. I mean that seriously. And so part of it had to do with a necessity to kind of focus attention on it. But in some cases, it went so far as to suggest that, you know, this is almost like, if you go to a concert, it's almost like being in church. You should approach it as a sacred object or something like that. And that's carried over into our culture, I think. And I think in some ways, unfortunately. But that's another story. By the way, I've written a book on that subject, if anybody's interested. I guess the simple answer to your question is, the basic etiquette is, don't clap until you get to the end of the piece. Don't clap in between movements. Well, you look at your program, and it'll have the movements listed. It'll say, you know, usually we'll list the whatever is put at the head of the movement. It may just say something like allegro or minuet and trio, and count. You can count how many movements there are. Programs, that's the advantage of a program. And so the other thing I would suggest is, if you don't know, just don't clap until everybody else does.